be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me, and I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Now it happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was himself baptized in the Jordan by John. And on coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn open and the Spirit descending like a dove upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." This is the gospel of the Lord. And so we start this new season of the church year with Jesus beginning his own baptism. And we might say, why would he be baptized? He was the Son of God. And yet, as it says in Matthew's interpretation, he wanted to submit to everything that human beings had to submit to. So he himself descends into the water and hears the words that every human being longs to hear and needs to hear, or there is no beginning. You see, you can't start a spiritual journey on a negative foundation. If you just seek God out of fear or guilt or shame, you won't go very far. If you start negative, you stay negative. You gotta begin positive by a wonderful experience, by something that's larger than life, by something that dips you in to the depths of your own being. And that's what the word baptism means. It means to be dipped into something. I had a wonderful appointment right before this Mass with a Franciscan who's now in the congregation here. And he's the head of prison ministry for the whole state of Illinois. And he wanted to come and talk to me because he knew that I worked in the jails here for 14 years. And we found out we had an awful lot in common. And one of those things was a very common recognition from anybody who works in the prison or jail system. First of all, you realize a lot of people are there who shouldn't be there, who don't deserve to be there. But secondly, you see a very common pattern. Very often, the reason people make great mistakes is because they never heard what Jesus heard right here. They never heard another human voice, much less a voice from heaven, say to them, "You are a beloved son. You are a beloved daughter. And in you, I am very well pleased." If you've never had anyone believe in you, take delight in you, affirm you, call you beloved, you don't have anywhere to begin. There's nothing exciting and wonderful to start with. And so you spend your whole life trying to say those words to yourself, "I'm okay, I'm wonderful, I'm great," but you don't believe it. You see, the word always has to come from someone greater than you. That's what mothers and fathers are for. That's their job. That's their only real job description once they have a child, is to communicate to that child that they are a beloved, eternally existing child of God. And if they fail in that, they failed. And our jails are filled to overflowing. The highest percentage of imprisoned people of any country in the world, by far. Because our culture doesn't know how to tell people that they're inherently good, that they're inherently important. But I can't help believe, did we teach our culture this? Did Christianity give the American people its central message to tell the children of God that they are in fact children of God? No, we told them they had to earn it. They had to work for it. And most people never felt they were worthy enough or good enough or holy enough. And so out of that terrible and deep self-doubt, it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. If the world tells you you're no good, you're nothing, you can't do it, if even your parents tell you you're no good, you're nothing, you can't do it, you know what? You can't do it. You'll make sure it's true. And so this is rightly the feast of Jesus' baptism, his beginning. And note, he's 30 years old when this happens. He basically, in fact, he said nothing up to now. There's not a single recorded word of Jesus till after this. Because until you know you're a beloved son or a beloved daughter or just beloved, you don't have anything to say. You're so filled with self-hatred and self-doubt that you have no good news for the world. So Jesus today was dipped into the mystery of life and death and love. That's where it all begins. That's where it began for him. Even he, the unique Son of God, had to hear it with his own ears. And then you can't stop him. Then he has plenty to say for the next 3 years. Because finally, he has found his own soul, his own identity, his own meaning, and his own life's purpose. That is your initiation rite. And until that happens, on some level, in some way, to every one of you in this room, basically, your life has not begun. You don't know who you are. You don't. You think you're a fireman, or a lawyer, or a priest, or a carpenter, or a seamstress, or a housekeeper, all of which are lovely, but that's not who you are. Who you are is who you are for all eternity, who you are in the eyes of God, and who you will forever be. Brothers and sisters, most human beings do not know who they are. And the only purpose of the gospel, and the only purpose of all these church services is to tell you that one and eternal truth. And once you get that straight, nothing can stop you. No one can take it away from you because no one else can give it to you except the voice of God. And my only job and any preacher's job is to try to replicate and resound that one eternal message of God that initiates everything good on this earth. You are beloved sons, and you are beloved daughters of God. And no one can give that to you, and no one can take that away from you, except you yourself, by refusing to believe.